Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle. The Browns come out of their loss to the Chargers 30-27 on Sunday and sit now at 1-3 at the quarter point in the season. Mike Pettine addressed the media and talked about the positives in the game, most notably on the offensive side of the ball.
On the offensive end, I thought we did some really good things. I think we all got a glimpse of what Duke is capable of. I thought Josh did a real good job of getting the ball to the backs when the time called for it, when he knew he had a mismatch on the long ball to Duke. There were times where they dropped deep into zone coverage. We were able to get the ball to the check down. I know the 2nd and 20 where he just, it was an easy throw to Crow, turned into a significant gain. But I think that was a missing part of our offense we're very pleased with where that is.
I can honestly say that's about as good an offensive performance as I've seen from a Browns team since I've been with this club. Josh McCown, 78% completions, 356 yards, 2 touchdowns, both running backs over 115 total yards. Gary Barnes, Travis Benjamin, they got it done, including the big touchdown and 2-point conversion at the end. But the questions were on the defensive side of the ball. And the big question for Mike Pettine following another disappointing performance was, would there be wholesale changes on the defense?
No, I don't see any wholesale changes. I like our depth. We're not at the point where we feel that wholesale changes are necessary.
Clearly, Mike Pettine is going to stay the course with defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. They feel that they are very, very close to getting this defense out of the basement and back where it belongs amongst the league's elite, and they'll have to prove that next Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. This has been today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.